wild man.
I watch you struggle, and I watch you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The Craig Jordan-Hare Stadium time is 7:55 Central Standard Time. Your digital audio device is tuned in to the Orange and True podcast, harbored by collegeofmagnolia.com. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. I'm Son of Crow, at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter. You can find me at Son of Crow on Venmo. I have a cold, and I got the reverb turned up. There we go. I have a cold, and that's what that... That wonderful sound is. It's not that I've all of a sudden lowered my voice. It's that I... Oh, sweet baby. Anyway, it's one side of me, rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S is for Samford Opinions.
I did all this work for great audio quality last week, and you're killing it already.
I know. To the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, as a man of taste, a man who was a little upset about being left out of the last week's podcast, as was I... AU Chief.
This is the way.
This is the way. On today's show...
I'm assuming it's a Mandalorian reference.
It is a Mandalorian.
Okay. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, right.
I'm waiting. To watch it at the holidays with my brother.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
I won't kill you to watch it more than once.
It's the best Star Wars content since Return of the Jedi.
It's amazing. It's good stuff.
And maybe even including Return of the Jedi. It's the most overrated of the Star Wars.
No, come on. It's my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
Empire's my favorite one.
Oh, it's clearly the best film.
It's a great movie.
If you just want to...
Lego Star Wars is my favorite Star Wars content.
Oh, gosh. I thought they were going to say... What was the cartoon called?
Chief,
the Clone Wars?
Not the Clone Wars, the other
Rebels?
One. Yeah, there it is. I thought that was going to be Ryan's favorite one.
No. Well, is it?
I haven't seen it.
No. It's okay.
It's the one that everybody thinks is not good.
No.
Clone Wars is the good one, right?
Clone Wars is good. If you check my Twitter feed, I posted a big, long
watch
list.
I need to watch some of the Clone Wars. I never watched an episode.
It's good. I was actually watching some before I came over here. But Rebels, the end of every season is really good.
Okay.
I hated everything but the end of the seasons. I would get... to the end, I'd be like, oh, I can't do this anymore. And the end would be, I'd be like, this is great. And then, this next season started off with this awful. Characters aren't great. It is what it is.
This is your home for Auburn Sports Talk, the Origin True podcast. Whew. Auburn Twitter.
I think you're struggling over there.
I know, I'm dying. I'm on my deathbed. The Auburn Twitter's Auburn Twitter's official podcast and the official podcast of guys named Josh. Today's show. We're going to talk Thanksgiving. Ryan, what do you have for us for Thanksgiving?
Just, I feel like Auburn fans could use a little thankfulness in the
It just
lives
says Thanksgiving in my show notes. All right, worst Thanksgiving stories. Ryan, what's your worst?
So
Thanksgiving disasters is the forecast called it.
Yeah, that's what forecasts are sitting on this week. Mine ties into, it was related to an Iron Bowl. We actually spent Thanksgiving at the beach, and we were there all the way through Thanksgiving Day, and didn't do Thanksgiving dinner that night because we were driving back to Auburn. So we had dinner at the only place that was open, and that was the Evergreen McDonald's.
Oh man, that's great Thanksgiving sound like dinner. Thanksgiving. Weirdsgiving.
So
anytime Thanksgiving's off, I call it Weirdsgiving.
Yeah. So we were actually rushing back for the 2015 Iron Bowl. Mm-hmm. Show you where our priorities were. That's basically the whole story. Rushing back to eat McDonald's and then the 2015 Iron Bowl.
Golly.
But I had my first date with my wife the day after that.
Oh, so there you go.
A little pick me up afterwards.
Things turned out okay, I suppose.
What about you guys? Any bad? Girl, I'm assuming you've got Cowboys stories.
The Cowboys play every Thursday.
The Cowboys have ruined quite a few Thanksgivings around the house. Worst Thanksgiving, though, didn't involve the... Well, involved the Cowboys, but only because they play. They are inevitable. But, like, the
Thanos.
Half of them are good, half the Thanksgivings are bad. That's the Cowboys.
Better than the Lions.
It's true. They're always bad. No, the Cowboys are probably 500 on Thanksgiving. Don't check my math. We once went... This last Thanksgiving went to my wife's family.
for Thanksgiving in Orlando, Florida.
Oh.
It was like 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are grandparents who live in Orlando. They keep their house at about 80 degrees. So just sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Sweating.
Can't get those meat sweats ready.
Yeah, and like we got up for breakfast, and I normally am like a 2 or 3 cup of coffee breakfast drinker. And I'm just pounding coffees at the table. I'm just like...
In 80 degree heat?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, we're sitting outside. Because that's what you do in Florida. So sit outside drinking coffee.
Sure.
It's nice in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm just boom, boom, 72. Boom, boom, boom. Just, I'm like 4 or 5 cups of coffee in. And I'm like, this is weird.
Seems like a bad decision.
I'm not feeling anything. Like, this is...
Oh, decaf.
I don't know what's going on. But I want more coffee. So I keep... Like, my coffee craving is not being satiated. About 10 o'clock in the morning comes around, and I'm dying. And my head is pounding. I feel like it's going to explode.
Mm.
My wife is in the same situation. So we're both just looking at each other on the couch like, what are we dying? It's so hot in our head. Our heads are killing us. Luckily, this was Wednesday. So like there were stuff open, we thought. So we were like, all right, let's get the stroller out, and we'll walk, try to find a coffee shop open. Nowhere within walking distance, and we didn't want to get in the car and drive to a Starbucks because we didn't want her grandma to feel bad.
Right.
So I rustled through the beer fridge at their house, and the back of the fridge is one like 8 ounce Coke can, like the tiny Coke can. So we split it.
Oh my gosh!
Just like feed them for caffeine.
Gosh.
They were like, "What are you gonna do tonight?" So then that evening. I think we ended up doing something like bought some like iced coffee at the store and put it like and hit it. But both times we didn't want to like call attention to it. So like Thursday we like drank hidden iced coffee or something like that. And then Friday we went to Starbucks.
Gotcha.
We figured it out the rest of the week. But yeah, that was horrible.
Awful. Yeah.
And like Thanksgiving dinner, we're like sitting around the table and I'm like wearing a sweater because that's all I brought because it's Thanksgiving. Just like dripping sweat and just head pounding, dripping sweat, eating Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's not a, I've always not understood why it's a meal for formality.
Oh, yeah,
it should be a t-shirt.
Somewhat nice.
No, but
right.
Oh,
we never did it that way. It was always play some football in the backyard and then put some shorts and t-shirt on. And
but here's why
shorts and
it's because
I forget
it's,
how.
Yeah.
It used to be
because of the mountains.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's because moms are going to want to take pictures. That's why you have to wear a nice shirt. So what I normally do now is I will bring like a button-down shirt, but I'll wear like nicer sweatpants and a t-shirt. If I'm at my mom's house. If I'm at the in-laws, I got to look nice.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
I guess a complete slob.
I don't worry about looking nice at all on Thanksgiving.
Like this week, this year, going to my mom's house, I just sweatpants.
Yeah. I don't have as nearly as interesting a story. My worst is probably the first Thanksgiving that Old Navy was open on Thanksgiving that I had to work. That was super fun to work on Thanksgiving.
What's the earliest you ever had to open on Black Friday?
Well, here's a fun one for you. That first Thanksgiving that we were open, I'm pretty sure it was the first one, was the first Iron Bowl that was on Black Friday. Was that 2010?
Was it a home game or an away game?
Away game.
So it would have been an even year.
Right.
10 was an away game. I know that.
Yeah, 10 was an away game. Pretty sure that was Black Friday, but I can't remember. Anyway, I opened on Thanksgiving. I was there the whole time we were open Thanksgiving. I went home for a few hours, maybe 4, came back to prepare to open for Black Friday, and we opened at midnight that night, I think. So I worked for 30 hours straight, basically. So that was awesome. It was really awesome. And then immediately drove to Tuscaloosa for the game.
How many Iron Bowls have you been to in Tuscaloosa?
I have been to 02, was there for 04, didn't actually attend the game. That's a whole other story.
Women, right?
Yeah. 06.
It's okay. It wasn't like that was like a historic win or
Right.
Season.
06, 08, 2010.
Although, I don't even...
And 14. So I've been to six of them there.
So 04, we had already clinched the West. We clinched the West.
Yeah, we had already clinched the West.
2 weeks before that.
That doesn't guarantee you a national championship spot at that point.
But didn't...
In 04.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't anyway.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is the Iron Bowl in 04 didn't mean anything.
Well, it meant plenty. That was right at the beginning of the streak there.
Like the Bams say. Yeah.
So I'm... What? Is that 7? 02? Let's not count 04 since I didn't actually...
You were in Tuscaloosa.
I was there, and I was watching it in a dorm room, so I might as well have been there. So we'll count. 04, 06, 08, 10, 14. So I've been to 6. I'm 4-2.
Okay. That's a pretty respectable record.
I love it. It's my favorite place to win a football game. Very favorite place. I love it.
Just because their faces.
Oh, it's the best. It's just simply the best.
Better than all the rest.
Doing reverse rammer jammer. I hate reverse rammer jammer any other time. Oh, doing reverse rammer jammer there in their stadium is just so good.
I love reverse rammer jammer.
It's fine in an Alabama game. I hate it in any other circumstance.
Oh, we don't ever do it in any other circumstance.
Oh my gosh, yes. The students sing it all the time. I haven't noticed it recently, but yeah, it, for the
long... Well, ever since Alabama had to stop doing it, we had to stop doing it.
Okay. So that was, what, 16?
Yeah.
I thought we the last only couple years. Played when we beat Alabama.
When we were in school, yes.
Yeah.
But longer, like, starting around...
What?
07, 08, they started doing it more and more all the time and up until 16.
So we beat
Ole Miss. They'd play it and
they didn't necessarily play it when we won.
Right.
It was just kind of a...
They'd play it during the game or something. And then,
okay, well, that's just rock and roll number two.
But the students would yell. Sing...
Hey, Alabama.
Reverse rammer jammer. The whole thing.
Why? We didn't beat them.
I know. And we weren't playing anyone related to them.
That's stupid. We have like a common sentiment in the Slack of how we feel about Georgia. I think it was just kind of a common sentiment about...
But they're not there. Alabama. It's like talking crap to someone when they're not there.
Yeah, we do that about Georgia all the time.
No, not in the...
But Ryan, the song says not in a public forum. We just beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Right. And why then we said go to hell Alabama. That? If we didn't just beat the hell
out of... No, we beat the hell out of whoever we were playing, and then go to Alabama. They're two separate statements. No.
It doesn't make sense.
That's just what they do. The reason why the reverse rammer jammer works is because...
We're throwing their thing back in there.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay. Traditionally, Alabama plays this song. Call rammer jammer.
We're throwing this stupid thing they do back
in their
face.
It's dumb. Because they'll beat Coastal Carolina.
Right, and sing it
to... And sing it to Coastal Carolina. Like, hey, Coastal Carolina, we just beat the hell out of you. So Auburn only does it when we can do it back to them.
But the students started doing it.
That's so stupid.
I
didn't know that. That's the dumbest thing the students have ever done.
I used to still sit in the student section after I graduated, and I would just sit there and fume the entire time it was happening.
It doesn't make a lick of sense. Did they stop? They do it because we quit being Alabama? Probably.
It's fine. Probably. And even so, it's fine. Like, if you're at the bar and you're all drunk and they play that stupid song or something, fine.
Yeah.
Do it then.
Go find a new bar. But in a public... Bars that play rock and roll number two are not the bars you want to hang out at.
Or they are the bars you want
to... I don't know, man.
But you know what song should always be played?
What?
Nick?
Yeah. Sure, but that's
confession.
Also not our thing.
I have no idea what Nick is. None. Zero.
You've heard it. You've heard it. Our band plays it.
Yeah, almost every band plays it.
I don't know what it is.
Only one band can't play it.
Unless OBJ's there.
Right. They might have played it in Tuscaloosa.
They probably should have.
All right. So,
I just know it's offensive.
Well, only because the LSU student section sings offensive words to it. Right. Actually, it just says talking out the side of your neck. But that's not what they say.
Why don't you...
That's that Tiger Steve.
Yeah, I know that part of it. I just don't... could not... In a lineup, could not identify
That's how the students start singing.
Wow.
I don't know. What's always on your Thanksgiving plate, Ryan? Stare it. That's a healthy dose of JC Garrett.
Well, I mean, I will say, I mean, turkey's the easy answer.
You came up with this question.
I do. It's been a day.
It's fine. Not all
I am here to say, though, that the oven roasting way of doing turkeys is the wrong way of doing turkeys.
Sure.
We talked about this in the Slack earlier this week.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about how I used to hate Thanksgiving.
Here's a hot take. There's very few good ways of doing turkey.
Smoking is the good way to do it, though.
Right. Smoking turkey. Fried turkey's fun.
Yeah.
It's good. I pretended to like turkey. And I actually like deli meat turkey, if it's like seasoned correctly.
Sure.
But turkey on Thanksgiving, I used to eat a lot of bland food on Thanksgiving.
It's dry. It's dry.
Only if you do it wrong.
You get a white meat turkey, it's normally dry anyway, and you're sitting there, all it is a vessel to soak up cranberry sauce.
Yeah, and I don't like cranberry sauce.
So where do we fall in the dressing and stuffing debate?
Oh, I used to hate dressing. I've come to the conclusion that white people can't cook.
That's the thing. If you get some stuffing made not by white people, it's real good.
Dressing, I used to hate because every dressing I'd eaten or tried or smelled growing up just tastes like onions. Like it was just like an onion vessel for tons of onions. And then I met my wife, and I worked retail. There's no way for me to go home on Thanksgiving because I had to work Black Friday, and it was just too much driving.
Right.
So I started eating with her family, and her mother makes dressing. She puts red pepper in there.
Yeah. Did she use cornbread?
Yeah, cornbread, pepper.
Chicken. You ever had the oyster chicken dressing?
Chicken in it. She puts chicken in there, and it is delicious. There's still some onions in hers, but not a lot. Not too many.
Yeah, onions aren't wrong.
I love onions.
I don't like onions.
I would eat dressing every day. My only issue with dressing is it's not. I don't like that it's reserved for Thanksgiving. Like this is the weirdest. This is a delicious side.
Oh,
let's move this.
Sometimes Haley's mom will make dressing randomly, and I have requested some.
My wife's family always used it as actual stuffing.
Oh, that's great.
Put the dressing in the turkey, which we never did. We made it separately.
I went 22 years of my life not liking Thanksgiving because there was no food that I really liked. I liked the desserts, and that's about it. And I was a diabetic, so I couldn't really indulge.
Right.
Man.
So.
God, what a horrible holiday.
I met my wife, and I'm pumped. My apparently, we're doing impromptu Thanksgiving at my house. They were just going to bring food
up. Sure.
Because, we had the baby, but it's been 2 months. It's like, we're living normal life now. And
no sympathy for you anymore.
She's driving herself now.
Well, they still did, but then now suddenly it's like, well, why don't we just eat together? And I was like, yeah, why don't we? So we're all just going to eat at our house.
Can you bring the dressing?
Her mom's bringing dressing and her sweet potato casserole. Sweet potato souffle, I guess is really what you call it. It's so good. It's got pecans and marshmallows. And,
yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I've made it too.
That's the way to do it.
I got a recipe. Yeah, I never had that growing up. The stuff I have is just
bland.
Just super bland.
Just sweet potatoes just mashed and pureed.
Maybe some marshmallows. Baby food for breakfast. Yes, that's basically all it was. And then this, man, I'll pop some whipped cream on top of it. Man, it's good. Whipped cream is the one thing I always have to have. Lamar
Jackson's fresh video game. Sorry, Lamar Jackson's video game is what I just said.
I need 100 points out of him for fantasy this week.
He's on his way. We've always loved Thanksgiving at the Croson house. Mm. It's been a big holiday. Mom's a good cook, but she doesn't like to do the turkey. So we've often outsourced that.
Yeah.
To restaurants.
Jack got me all gassed up about this Bojangles turkey, and they're not even doing it.
Popeyes does it though.
I know, and I'm thinking
not a bad move.
Thinking about
is it on a sandwich?
Though? Is it spicy?
Yeah, I think you can get it spicy. Oh, it's a Cajun turkey,
buddy.
But in Texas, a lot of the barbecue places will do it for you. Like a whole turkey.
Yeah.
You reserve it early enough, and you go pick up.
Getting turkey at barbecue joints in general, if they have it, that's a very underrated. Yeah.
Let me ask you live on the pod. If I got some brisket for you to smoke,
okay. Or
no, not brisket, pork, because we want to
make some pork shoulder.
Yeah, sure. Could you smoke it for me?
I have never done it myself.
Well, you got a smoker.
I could, yes.
You could experiment on me
if you're willing to do that. Sure.
Because we want to make some Brunswick
stew. But it's used for stew, so it don't have to be perfection.
Yeah. I can share some of the stew.
I can work on it.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
All right. Okay.
I like that. I just was here for the deal you brokered.
Yeah.
I'll trade you
some. Haley's like, we could get like a pork shoulder or something. And I was like,
I need a full day to do it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I bet if you called up Bow and Arrow, they'd just sell you one. a whole board.
Yeah, that's not...
It costs a lot of money.
Bow and arrow's going to be a little pricey.
Yeah, unless Ryan's going to charge me for the use of a smoker.
I wonder if bow and arrow doing turkeys. They probably should.
I'm just going to charge you some Brunswick's too, is what I'm going to do.
Oh, that's fine.
I'll charge you some Brunswick's too, just for...
talking about it on your just podcast?
Hosting it on the podcast.
Plug in Chiefs
Turkey. Is that our sponsor?
Yes. Sponsored by Chiefs Brunswick too.
I like to cook. You guys like to cook?
I love to cook.
Yeah, I
usually cook biscuits at some point. Mm. On every family gathering, I really get biscuits.
See, I always like making pumpkin bread.
When things are left up to me, like when we're not, if we weren't getting food on Thanksgiving, I would just make steaks and baked potatoes.
Right.
I love steak on a holiday.
That's
what I do on Christmas, 4th of July.
Sarah laughs because if I'm cooking and I get to pick the recipe and everything, I make red beans and rice.
Mm.
I make homemade cornbread in a cast iron skillet.
Mm.
I make biscuits, or I make chili, which she refers to as a bowl of meat, because Texas chili.
No beans, right?
We just fist bumped on air. That's the only way to eat chili.
It is,
in my opinion.
It is a bright, bright
like
red
bean, but I also know it's not chili.
No, beans is chili outside of the Texas. Red River and the Brazos.
In my house,
the Red River, the Brazos, the Gulf, and the Pecos. Outside of that.
Yeah. Those are places.
I'm a big fan.
Those are the rivers.
Big fan. And Mexico.
Make up the border.
Mexicans don't put beans in their
chili. The Rio Grande.
They put the beans on the side. If you get chili con carne, it doesn't have beans.
Right. So, like, what I would say, your chili recipe, you start out with you smoking or having had smoked some peppers.
Mm.
Chile peppers.
Yeah, yeah.
And those go in first. Then a beer and some tomatoes and then a bunch of meat. You also want to have some just fat, some actual beef fat has to go into there.
We should have invited a former College of Mag editor, Chris Furmeister, on for this episode.
Yeah, for
talking
sure.
About food.
But yeah, I like my, to have to peel off the fat off the top of the chili pot before serving. That's what I like to do with my chili.
Do you do something with it after you pull it
out? I love to eat your chili.
You just throw it away. Or you put it. You put it in a jar and you can use it to...
Love to eat your chili.
Cook it to make cornbread if you want, actually. It's not half bad.
I need a cast iron skillet so I can make some homemade cornbread.
Oh, man. Let me tell you.
Lodge is not far from here. South Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But old James Jones used to be over there all the time.
Yeah.
I have a lodge set now. I just keep acquiring it. People don't know what to get me for Christmas. They keep buying me cast iron.
It's great.
It's funny. We've been trying to crack their code at work for a little while now. But they make it in the U.S., so it's a little more difficult to do overseas.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a heavy shipping.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And cast iron on a boat for several months, a little more difficult.
It's a little rusty.
It's good. A little bit.
There's going to be some seasoning.
You guys ship everything by boat?
We sure do.
That's the only way you can.
Not air freight and that stuff.
So that verb means.
Hmm.
All right, so we're talking Bama. We're talking the Iron Bowl.
Let's take a break.
Oh, let's take a break. And we'll talk a little, we'll spend 5 seconds on the Samford game. And we'll go straight into the meat of the schedule. Take a break, Jack.
So, Court Sandberg
was
amazing.
Yeah, 5 for 7.
Should be the starting quarterback.
No, he should not be the starting quarterback. He, for Samford,
hashtag probably, for the record.
He probably should be Samford's starting quarterback. He was 5 for 7.
Either him or Will Appleton, I don't know. They both look pretty good.
Why does everybody talk about Will Appleton? Did he play for Auburn at some point?
He's our walk-on right now.
Oh, gotcha.
He played for...
He's the new Tucker Tucker.
He played for Jeremy Pruitt's father at Albertville High School.
Gotcha.
I hate Albertville.
Everyone was saying his name. Then I didn't watch a minute of this.
I think he had...
Albertville has the worst basketball fans on the face of the planet.
I don't like bad high school basketball fans.
I don't either.
That's
why I hate
thing.
Albertville. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah. But Will Appleton. Way to go.
Court Sandberg.
Yeah. Or... We pulled the cord. Finally.
Yeah.
Was he like 5 of 7, 80-something?
Yeah,
like
he looked good.
Touchdowns?
He looked good against a really terrible team.
Almost was the leading rusher.
He was making some
a
good
50-yard run called back.
To be fair, he was making some good passes.
Yeah.
He did.
He was
have that run.
He
had some wheels on him.
I think he's a rain specialist, is what we're going to call him.
Willie Mays Hayes out there.
I asked this on the Slack, and everybody thought I was stupid. Is Cord Sandberg the best baseball player on campus?
No.
No.
Tim Hudson is on campus.
Why? What's he doing on campus?
He's a student.
He's a student.
Oh, right.
But he doesn't count.
Somebody that's...
And also,
at least
he is. He's 45 years old.
He's on the ballot for the Hall of Fame.
Well,
not yet.
I wouldn't want to have to hit against him.
Well, thing is, not like he's throwing gas, but he's still going to get you out.
Surely the Auburn baseball team has a guy.
Tanner Burns.
A 45-year-old man.
Oh, I don't know.
Tanner Burns? Probably hit a 45-year-old man.
But he's a pitcher.
So he's a pitcher, so I don't know.
Sorry, not Tanner Burns. Somebody on that roster's got a bat. Is Julian still here?
No. He's not.
But dang it. He could have hit a 45.
I don't know.
Yes.
Steven Williams.
Because if you're
I don't know.
Because Tim Hudson is not playing Major League Baseball. And if he could, he would still be playing Major League Baseball. And Edouard Julian is still playing Major League Baseball.
I think Tim Hudson was happy to hear.
Tim was the kind of pitcher that could pitch, that he could be pitching now.
He could be Jamie Moyer.
This is one of those things where I talk about people with Melo, and they're like, "Well, come Carmelo Anthony's not in the league anymore." Which he is.
He is.
He is.
I say, well, if he could be in the league, he would be in the
league. He is.
And he can be, so now he is. But the second he is not able to play in the NBA, he will be not in the NBA.
Well, Tim really could make a team somewhere. He didn't leave because he couldn't find.
Well, no, here's the
he'd
thing.
He'd be a reliever.
He doesn't have to make an MLB team. He has to make a double A team because that's where Cort Sandberg was. I think Tim Hudson could make the Montgomery Biscuits.
All right, so leaving off
might be their best pitcher.
Is Cort Sandberg the best player on campus who is not a former Major League Baseball player?
No, Tanner Burns is better.
Okay. Could Cort Sandberg hit Tanner Burns?
That's the question.
Probably not. I don't know. What was his batting average? I don't know.
He was like a .230 hitter in Double A.
Oh, no.
Could he start for Auburn's baseball team at second base or whatever he played?
Left field? I'm not sure what the depth chart looks like this year. You'll have to ask Drew McCracken.
Drew McCracken, could Cort Sandberg right now walk out there and start at left field?
The answer is no, because he does not have eligibility.
That's true.
Just like the answer is no, Tim Hudson could not play for the Auburn Tigers.
Right. Well,
Tim Hudson was an outfielder too, though.
I know.
This is not like when we.
Did you know that?
Yeah, at Auburn. This is not how I rightly estimated that Nick Marshall was probably the best basketball player on campus in 2013. But
no, Jeremy Johnson was on campus.
That's true. It was
and CJ
the two Zoma. Best basketball players on and campus CJ. Were probably quarterbacks for
Auburn. I think the basketball players as a rec team was better than the basketball team that year.
Probably.
The football team is wrecked.
Yeah,
I bet so, man. I don't know.
They would have had multiple. They would have.
No disrespect to CJ. I don't know how if he was D1 talented basketball player,
but he could have been a third guy.
Sure, Jeremy Johnson could have played Division 1 basketball,
and you would have had a top 150
point
guard.
Nick could too. From what I
he was a top 150 player.
Yeah. Jeremy Johnson should have played basketball.
He should have.
Yeah,
should have. He'd be playing over in Germany with Malik right now.
And Malik is looking like an MVP.
The best
right
player
now.
In Germany. I'm just going to say.
The best second league German player.
And Jared Harper is averaging like 26 a game, too.
Yeah. What I'd like to see is Bryce go play in Europe, to be honest.
Really?
Because I don't think he's tall enough to make it to the league. He's playing really well. So
doing really
watched
well.
His game yesterday. But he's not a two-way player, I don't think. Which means if he gets called up, he has to get like
he has to sign a contract.
Called up, which makes it much more difficult. And the European League, there are European leagues that are better competition than the G League. So that's what
I would love to see Bryce just make a career out of playing in those 3-on-3 tournaments.
Oh no, I don't want him to do that.
You just want him to go straight to the big three.
Yeah,
with the ice
I want him to
you
go
would run that league.
I want him to go play in the ACB, which is the Spanish league. Where Luka came from.
I was going to say, speaking of European basketball.
Speaking of sweet, sweet Luka. But, no, I wanted to go play there because imagine Bryce with a college three-point line, basically. It's where the college three-point line is now.
Yeah, FIBA.
He would dominate.
Yeah.
He'd be so good.
Kill it.
But we were talking about the Iron Bowl. All
right, back to the Iron Bowl.
Are we?
We were talking about the Samford game. Yeah. It's enough. Auburn won 3-2-0.
Killed it.
The biggest
Nobody cares.
Thing about it is it was a shutout, which that was nice for the defense to finally get one of those.
Yeah. That's we didn't shut out Jacksonville State.
I don't know. The attendance was pretty bad, though, guys.
Well, it was actually okay. Most of them just ended up on the concourse for most of the game, and then they were gone after halftime.
The Samford game, attendance is going to always be fairly good because a lot of people who bring their kid to the one game a year get tickets.
The rain really ruined that. It would have been a much bigger crowd. Although it was 11 a.m. kind of kills some of that.
Rainy, 11 a.m., losing to Georgia and Samford, and students not being in town.
Yeah.
I don't know if losing to Georgia...
This place is
so much better. If we had beaten Georgia and you're sitting at like number 7 or so, there's a little more energy.
Still Samford. That's probably true. No, but you're right. There is.
Yeah.
But the Iron Bowl.
The Iron Bowl. We're going to win?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
So I'd like to hear. I mean,
what, and, Mac Jones going to come into Jordan Hare?
Was it you on the Slack, Ryan, that asked? Huh. Is it, do you care that Tua's not playing?
No.
The answer is a big fat no.
No.
And if, no, we, if we beat God, them, no. I'm not going to go, oh, they didn't have Tua.
Much like I didn't think, oh, they'd have Reggie Prothro when we whipped them that year.
Yeah.
And does it not matter to me that their best player is hurt? Tyrone Prothro. Yeah, Tyrone Prothro. Reggie.
Reggie Prothro. Ball stuck down in your subconscious.
I have no. We beat a team that wears out. Wears
they recruit. Crimson. They're the number one recruiting class in the country every daggum year.
And that, like, it is like Mac Jones was like bagging groceries. And they're like, hey, man, we're out of quarterbacks. We need somebody to come play.
Mac Jones.
Apparently, he's played in more games than Tua has this year. Which he just did a lot of mop up duty after him in those early games as well.
He's a different kind of guy. He's a pro style quarterback. He
did got some receivers.
He was a 3-star prospect. So was Lamar Jackson.
He looks looks more like an Auburn quarterback when you see him.
He looks like an old timey Alabama quarterback. He looks kind of like the John Parker Wilson era.
No, God no. John Parker had the Bama bangs.
That's true. He did go to a high school called the Bowles School, which I always say if you went to a high school called the blank school, you got money.
Yeah, where is that?
The Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, so it's Florida money. Yeah. A little different.
What are they doing with the 3-star quarterback? School.
At some time.
Well, because they had Tua and Tully lined up, so he was just supposed to be the backup for both of them.
Well, let me put it this way.
Why isn't Tua's brother playing? I thought he was better than Tua. That's what I've been told.
No, I've heard.
He probably has a better grasp of the English language.
He's been here longer.
Right. Yeah, he went to high school in Alabama, so.
I've heard maybe he has a little bit of the Jeremy Johnson syndrome where when the lights are on, it's not.
But I was.
Well, Bama's been playing all those day games.
I was told when he was a recruit.
Right.
By Bams.
Right. He's better than
Tua's man.
He melted down in the state championship game last year, from what I heard.
Talia Tagovailoa is his name.
He's not a big dude either. He's like 5'10".
He's 5'11", 207.
5'11", which means he's probably 5'9".
207?
So he's Jared Harper.
Yeah.
Huge. Tua, on the other hand, is 6'1".
Right.
Like 215.
Big dude.
Much bigger guy.
My wife is not at all. She has no hope of them winning this game.
Really?
Yeah, oh no.
Who is your favorite in this game?
What?
Did she pull for Alabama in this game?
Yeah, she
did. Okay, no, I know. I mean, she went there, but you also told me she doesn't really care.
Oh, yeah, look. Every game, she doesn't watch the game. She watches them all, like the like
Gamecast.
Yeah. ESPN Gamecast on her phone. Like, I'll walk by and she's like got it up on her phone. It's pretty funny. She'd kill me if she heard me telling it to people about this right now.
If she actually...
Yeah, she'll never listen to this, though, so... no, she's like, we've got Mac Jones. How are we going to... What? I was like, oh, okay. I said, we can't run the ball. But yeah. Anyway.
Covers.com has Auburn as a 35% chance to win.
I don't...
I mean,
look, guys.
Nobody gives us a chance except
this
for
Alabama team and Alabama is not great.
Yeah, but they still have two NFL receivers and an unbelievable...
They allowed LSU to score more points and...
LSU has number one offense in America.
And they scored less points on them than we did, did they not?
No, they ended up scoring more.
Okay. LSU has...
Alabama scores a garbage touchdown. Oh my God, go figure.
Alabama has a better... Here's my issue with this. I'm going to go, as a basketball fan, I get mad at football people for doing the football mentality with basketball, and I'm going to make the same mistake the other way around. A lot of times with basketball, I can look at a matchup 5-on-5 and go, all right.
Yeah.
Is there anybody on this team that could get minutes on that team?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a single player that starts for offense for Auburn, besides Bo Nix right now, who would be starting for Alabama on offense. Not one.
That's true.
Not
That's true.
One. There are, we are 0 for 11 on starters that are better than their starters.
Depends on how many receivers. I mean, Seth Williams might sneak in as like the 3 receiver, the 4 receiver.
But he's not the 3 receiver. He's the 1. So is R1 going to start over there? Is R2 going to start over there too? No.
Well, we actually have to look at it by
Seth Williams will get minutes. Seth Williams will get minutes. No one else on our offense would get
Maybe Anthony Short just because he's so fast.
Yeah, maybe, but they don't tend to have like dudes like that. Right. Like that they.
But flip it around and we've got most of the names on defense.
Yeah, sure.
But
even then, though, I bet their defensive backs were.
They also have a drunk guy for their offensive coordinator.
Right.
Go Falcons.
Who may actually be better when he's drunk coaching. So.
Casually libelous, Chief.
Yeah.
Look, I'm saying I'm not sold that Auburn's just going to win this game. Easy peasy. I do think we can win this game.
Oh, yeah, I think we can win this game.
But there's a reason why Vegas thinks we don't have a chance.
Well, it's just the fact that we can't score.
Yeah. No, we are
usually a little bit of a problem.
We are 8-3 against the spread, by the way.
Well.
And the spread is...
Good teams win, great teams cover, Crow.
It's true. Thanks, James. The spread's Alabama by what? I got Alabama by 3.5.
Full disclosure, I just turned on this Boner Pill Classic that we're playing in.
Was it on?
Yeah.
A couple minutes from tip.
Haven't tipped yet, but we are playing basketball currently, or about to be.
Well, okay, so let's talk a little more Iron Bowl.
Yeah, this Iron Bowl.
Son of a gun. The Cowboys have been informed by the NFL that the two tripping penalties that probably cost them the game against the Patriots should not have been called.
Oh, are they the Everton of the NFL?
Yeah. Guess what?
So those penalties could cause them to hire Urban Meyer.
Man, I don't know if I want that or not. I do want Jason Garrett.
Wait. Like, you don't know if you want that or not?
I mean,
you here's don't know.
If Urban Meyer, I desperately don't want Jason Garrett to be the head coach of the Cowboys.
You don't know
right?
If Urban Meyer is going to be a successful NFL head
coach. No, you really don't.
I don't. No. I'm saying you shouldn't want him to be your head coach.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing. I don't.
Oh, we're wearing the orange uniforms.
All I want is the Cowboys to win games. Right. I have no, like, moral obligation to the Cowboys.
Right.
Auburn, I represent Auburn because I have a diploma on the wall. The Cowboys are a professional football organization.
Right. If Jerry Jones
makes $30 million a game, I don't have any moral obligation. It's like saying I have a moral obligation to the t-shirt company that I wear. Or, I don't know, if I smoke cigarettes. It's like having a moral obligation to a cigarette company if you're an NFL fan. The Cowboys represent the NFL as well, which is not like... Yeah, not a church. It's not a charity organization. I got the game on. I like orange jerseys. Looking fly. Samir with the headband on.
It's funny because we all have the game on different screens and they're all on different time.
We're about to tip right here. Oh, yeah, I'm ahead of everybody.
This was why Mike Francesa, the big idiot who is a sports talk radio blowhard in New York, was saying the Astros couldn't be cheating because no one told him that they had a camera. And so he was assuming they were watching
it on TV.
And he's like, it's a delay. And now what if it's a satellite or they're streaming it? I've been to bars and you'll see two games, two of the same game on two different screens. And they're delayed. How can you possibly cheat? This is baloney.
Ooh, awesome.
And like he was being this big point. He was completely wrong. Complete idiot.
Oh, come on.
Chief, you're ahead of me.
We can't do this.
You're way ahead of me.
Anyway. Be prepared to be disappointed. Iron Bowl, don't be prepared to be disappointed. We could win this. We could do it. We have a good enough defense to beat anyone. That's what I'm saying.
We might have the best defensive player in the country.
Yeah.
Derrick Brown's up for all of the awards.
Yeah.
I know, but man, I want to win this game so bad.
I do too, and I think we can. I just don't see a reason why we can't, other than we'll just, collapse like we haven't.
Here's the thing. What's the line? 3.5? Line's 3.5, Ryan.
That's not
Chief. This is the tale of Gus Malzahn's career. In 2013, the line was Auburn by 10, which I did not realize that. We were favored by that.
Yeah.
By 10 going into that game.
It was at home, so that gives you about 7 right there, right?
How are we? Really?
That's what this says.
Because they were number one.
And then in 14, it was Alabama by 9.5. And then in 15, it was Alabama by 14.5. And then in 16, it was Alabama by 20.5. Or Auburn by 20.5. That can't be right. This is wrong. All this is wrong.
Just ignore that.
I'm reading this wrong. Auburn wasn't 20.5 point favored by anybody in 2016. Because this thing says Alabama was a 25.5-point favorite last year. That's what they won by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Auburn didn't win by 10, though, in 13. We won by.
This site is wrong. Overall. Anyway, 3.5-point favorite for the Tide. I, you know, whatever.
I think
that means they'd probably be about a 10-point favorite at home, though, right?
Yes. And that means they'd be probably like a, they'd probably be a 20-point favorite if Tua was playing. And they were at home.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely a different team. They definitely aren't as good without Tua. Just straight up. A healthy Tua.
Yeah, I mean, when you're down one of the best quarterbacks right. in the country.
A guy that could have won the Heisman if he was healthy all year, probably.
Yeah.
But
he does have legitimate health concerns. I mean, after the ankle last year and the hip now. I really hate that for him. We didn't get to talk about this last week, but...
I don't care.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel bad for him. I don't care about Alabama. I feel bad for him because...
Sure, I feel bad for him too. I think he's not a bad guy.
No.
And, sure. I'm the guy who doesn't care. Like, if Tua goes to the NFL and...
If it's as bad as they've said it is, though, he's probably not going to play next year.
Right. But I don't cheer for against guys once they get to the pros. Like, I really am not that guy. I don't care that Todd Gurley's really good with Georgia. Doesn't bother me the least. Doesn't bother me. That's about me the least.
Yeah. In fact,
except for anybody in the Saints.
He was on my, I picked him. He was like my first pick in the NFL.
Like, I'm really happy that Mark Ingram's playing well for the Ravens.
Oh, I'm not.
But
I don't like Mark Ingram at all.
Why? All he did was accept a Heisman Trophy. He didn't like make them vote for him.
Oh, no, that's not why I don't like him. No. He had some pretty stupid things to say about all of them. I don't like him. Anyway, also, he's not that good. Anyway,
he's had a nice little NFL career. It's wild.
Not career in the league. Not career. He's having like a nice 2 years. Like, he was not good.
Well, no, but he's still in the league, which is an incredible thing for.
Well, it's
the fact that he's in the league, and Trent Richardson could make it 5 years in the league.
Couldn't make it 2 years, could he?
Wild. Couldn't make it 2 years. That's probably true.
In jail. All
right, what do you guys think about this game? What do you think the key to Auburn winning this game would be, besides getting to the quarterback? Because that's the easy key.
First downs.
What we do on first downs or getting first downs?
Getting them. If we can't get a first down. I know that's stupid. I know that sounds really dumb. And, of course,
here's the worst part about that is that we got more first downs than Georgia. We were better on third down than
that's
Georgia.
The thing. I think
we had more rushing yards than Georgia, and we had more passing yards than Georgia, and lost by 7.
I think we used almost the exact same game plan that we used against Georgia.
Georgia has a much better defense.
Much better defense. And again, if you make a couple better decisions,
right,
you win that game with that game
plan. We have almost beaten
three. We both threw for 250 against Georgia.
We've almost beaten three defenses that are better than this team.
Sure. And
two of them on the road.
A lot of advanced stats guys will say that games that are decided by 7 or less are basically just coin flips. And we've lost three games by... I mean, we lost Florida by more than 7. That's true. But we lost to...
10?
It was 10. And I think we lost by 10 to LSU, right?
No, we only lost by 3 to LSU.
3 to LSU, and then...
That was... Yeah, we kind of backed into that.
So we basically lost two coin flip games against two teams that are in the playoff currently.
Sorry. I got to take a timeout.
You laughing about an Auburn basketball
play? The Lobos got a steal. I had a 4-on-1 and screwed it up.
You hate to see it.
Ugh. And Isaac Okoro is just balling out over here.
Balling out.
The Iron Bowl, let's win it. Why not? But what are the keys that you guys had?
Well, I think it's what you do on first downs. My biggest thing is, I want to
see run the ball to
throw the ball on first down. Mm-hmm. We are not good enough at running the ball, period.
No.
To think that we can establish the run on first downs.
We threw the ball to running backs a fair amount.
I want
to
see more of that. I want to see more Harold Joyner.
You're just going to run the straight up Al Borges West Coast offense?
I would love to run the straight up Gus Malzahn Tulsa offense, or the Chris Todd Gus Malzahn offense, where Chris F. Todd.
Or the Ryan Applin offense.
Chris Todd set the Auburn single season passing record.
I don't think we have
1 year here with Gus.
No offense to our wide receivers. I don't think we have the wide receivers to do it.
I think our receivers are better than Terrell Zachary and...
Oh, God, no.
What?
Those guys were great.
Seth Williams is an NFL receiver.
Right. We have Seth Williams.
And
Anthony Schwartz is the fastest player in the sport.
Being fast doesn't make you a great receiver.
He's a good receiver.
He's good. He's good.
We haven't gotten it to him very much.
We have literally no one else that's actually.
I will say I like what Eli Stove has shown in the last two games.
Sure.
I think they need to keep using Stove
as basically an extension of the running game.
And continue to use Schwartz as a more traditional receiver.
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
I think because you don't want Schwartz doing
the Stove. They tried plays. To flip that yeah. this year at the beginning. Because of his knee injuries was so.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Stove as an extended handoff. Like those weird
Did you see the triple option play we ran with Cord?
Yes.
Where they brought Matthew Hill in motion across the formation, and he basically becomes the pitch man.
I watched the GIFs. Who does the GIFs? Zach Blackerby?
Blackerby, yeah.
They're good.
And that was
GIFs?
A good well, pitch. That was a good pitch from being a touchdown. He pitched it kind of behind him. I don't know. It's another thing that, like, we always ask for more wrinkles from Gus. Yeah. Where's
so, that look, and I'm the guy who's, like, I don't want to be the guy who's like, hey, Gus is changing his offense. But against Georgia in the first quarter, we ran unbalanced line the entire first quarter.
Oh, we ran it the whole game.
Bailey Sharp was in there with a number 44 jersey.
The entire game. Because we knew we could not run the ball.
So,
and we were going to have to throw. That's the only way we could get protection. And it worked.
Yeah.
But
to me, like, yes, we lost that game. Yes, it's a heartbreaker. But, man, if Gus is willing to just go, hey, you know what? We're going to just not run a traditional front line because we can't. I'm all for that. Do what you can with your personnel you got.
Can we talk about somebody that may not be the most popular head coach or play caller around here?
Jason Garrett.
Dan Mullen. So, their offense has not been able to run the ball this year. Right. They are very bad at running the ball.
Oh, Isaac.
And they're also 123rd in attempts because they know that they can't run the ball.
Right.
It's a good thing that they're recognizing, hey, we can't do this. We're just going to do what we can. They
throw it 50 times a year.
Right. They're doing what they can. And I think that's
what Auburn needs to do.
That's been the frustration.
What Auburn's been a really good team at is slants.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The Bunker's official play of choice, and we ran a billion slants against Georgia.
And it worked.
I would rather run a slant.
So it just occurred to me.
Than run the ball up the middle and get 1 yard.
We're getting a game against Alabama in which are, despite what. We're fairly evenly matched. We have a better defense than they have. They have a better offense than we have.
And then we have a worse special teams than everybody has.
Oh, God. That could end up being the key.
I mean, they have a better kicker than us right now. Which is... well, that's not true. What's his name? Anders has not missed
we just a single
field goal this year inside of 40 yards. Not one. He is 9 for
9. How far was that block this week?
I think that was his first one.
Okay, that's what I was
saying. Yeah. That is bad for an Auburn kicker.
And he's 9 for 9 inside of 40 yards.
We talked about this in the Slack. That's bad for an Auburn kicker. This is the worst.
25 years of really good kicking. Yeah. So.
The only blip were some of the Damon Duval years.
Damon Duval, who ended up being like.
And then the John Bond.
Pro in Canada like for the
greatest
years.
Canadian kicker of all time. It's because he could do it all. He could punt and kick.
Right.
And he was crazy. And he lives in town. Hey, Damon.
And he could kick. He could flat out kick when he needed to.
It occurred to me while we were talking just now. This is a game where Gus Malzahn has nothing to lose.
Right.
He's not going to get fired unless he loses this by a billion points.
Which, I don't think they have the ability to score a billion points defense.
And it's a game in which we could see him go all out like he did in 14.
He needs to.
All out 209 is what I want to see.
that would be crazy. But we don't have Sammy Coates. And, I mean, Seth might be better, but I don't.
Seth is better. He catches the ball.
I haven't seen. Have we seen the kind of production out of Seth, though, that we saw out of Sammy in 14?
I believe Seth has more yards than Sammy ever had in a season.
Okay.
Definitely touchdowns.
And definitely touches. Wow.
We've thrown to him a gazillion times. You say he catches the ball, but we have had a lot of.
He doesn't have a lot of drops. Not like Coates had.
Right, that's true.
Coates had stone hands sometimes. Love you, Sammy, though.
Duke was the star of that team, though. Yeah,
that's true. And we had Duke. And
Ricardo Lewis, who floated around the NFL.
Yeah, and three NFL receivers.
Three NFL receivers on one team. And we don't. This is what I was talking about. Now we don't have that, so I don't know that we'll see that exact thing that we did in that game, but we could. We threw it 50 times against Georgia. We could throw it 55 against this team and put up however many points.
And if you're an Auburn fan who's prone to grumbling, which is most of us, Auburn fans will grumble about literally anything Gus does at this point. So when he comes out and runs a reverse and he gets 10 yards, don't grumble. Oh, running a reverse.
Complain about
high school offense.
Bubble screens to gain 5 yards or whatever. Right. It's like, well.
But we ran a wildcat play and we got a first down against Georgia. And a guy sitting by me, near me, was like, wildcat. What are you doing? So we got a first down. That's what we're doing. Moving the chains, what we're doing.
We could see a game in which what we've been asking for, and the reason why I think a lot of people are frustrated, we could just see Gus go all out, do what we want him to do.
And that's almost his own downfall. Is, right. Hey, where's
that? We know he can do it. He's done it before, but we're not doing it.
I don't know if we can. I don't know if he can do it.
I don't know if
this team. I don't know if we have the offensive line to do it.
Right. I don't know if this team can do it. I don't know.
Because 09 did have an offensive line. Yeah. They yes. could do it. And 14 had the remnants of an offensive line.
Yeah. And they just better personnel.
This offensive line has not been around an offensive line that can do it in their college careers. So.
Sorry, Jamal just tied it up.
So do you guys want, give me a prediction for the Iron Bowl and then we'll get out of here. Sorry, this has not been the best podcast, man, because I'm sick and we're distracted.
No, it's great.
I think we're all in agreement that we're going to win this game just because we barn hard.
I mean, I just don't. I don't
it's
see
a coin flip in reality.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to think. Oh God, we're never going to win this game. Of course, we're not going to win this game. I don't see any reason to think that. Like, it's a pretty even matchup, and those are coin flips.
Yeah.
What if I told? There's that if we win this game. Then Gus has gone 500 against our two biggest rivals in this year.
Mm.
And that's kind of what you ask somebody, what's your realistic expectations?
Right.
Well, we got to go about 500 against our biggest rivals. Well, he's doing it this year.
I think they mean 500 individually against those rivals.
If you split two games against Bama and Georgia,
I'd rather never split them and just win one, win the other.
Right. But I will also say that, like this season's been a disappointing season. And just to let you know, I have a lot of friends who are Baylor fans and other school fans. And I tell them that Auburn has unrealistic expectations because we want to win the SEC every year, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what? And they can't figure it out. Like, to them, they're like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, they think that we're more like Texas A&M.
Well, they're like, wait.
We're better than Texas.
Why would you expect
we are.
That?
No, but people outside nationally, this conference think that we are Texas
Auburn is
A&M.
In a weird purgatory.
I think they think we're Mississippi State.
No, they don't think that. No. They think Auburn's the 15th best program in the last 25 years, basically.
Which
and
is
so
wrong.
If you finish above 15, that's a great season.
Auburn's in a weird purgatory of being at its pretty right now, they're in their own level in the SEC. Maybe you could say they're there with Florida, but there's the top three teams. Bama, LSU,
right.
Georgia. And then Auburn is, over the last 5 years, they've been that consistent. We'll have the next team.
Because they think, my friends that are, they also are like, you guys can't fire a coach for going 10-3. Like, if we were to win this game in the bowl game, they're like,
well, over.
No one should even want him fired.
I mean, think back all the way to going as far back as 1997.
Right.
We are the third best, at least the third best team.
In the conference.
In the West.
In the West, right. We should finish third
because,
in the West every single year.
That year, that's the last, we went to Atlanta that year.
Yeah.
The next year was terrible, obviously.
Sure.
But then, and the next year was not great. But then consistently under Tuberville, we like tied for the
We've been a
West.
Top three team in the West.
Right.
And that's what we've talked about. Auburn should expect to win the SEC not every year, but every 5 years is a good kind of
right.
estimate.
But if your expectation is, you think we're a top three team in the West, if we finish fourth or fifth, then you can go, man, that's a terrible year or a depressing year.
Right.
If you finish third, you cannot say it's a disappointing year if you think we are one of the top three teams in the West. That's just us being normal.
What's going to suck is we're going to finish third because we played the two best teams in the East.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, if Auburn draws South Carolina or Kentucky.
Sure.
Yeah,
we didn't play Florida this year. We didn't play Florida and Georgia this year and instead played South Carolina and Kentucky, we're sitting here with one loss.
Let's go to pods.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone's still probably frustrated with Gus because of that one loss, but we're also sitting here.
Right, because your one loss blew it for you, right?
11-1 right. Or whatever. The chance for 11-1. But 10-3 is a really good year. 9-3 is a really good year.
Yeah, 9-3 is good. I think that's the base. 9-4.
Well, that's what I asked you guys earlier. Is 8-4 hell? Yeah. If you're 8-4 every year,
Mark Cuban.
It really is.
It's different because college football and pro sports are different. Mark Cuban always talks about the roller coaster or the elevator of mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls it. He's like, you are better off in the NBA never being the 8 seed. The 8 seed is the worst place in the league. You would be you're better off in the lottery. Because the 8 seed is just going to get smacked by the Warriors or somebody in the first round. Mm-hmm. And then you're back. And you don't get a good pick in the draft. And you're back doing it again next year. And forever the Mavs, or like the Grizzlies for like 10 years straight, were somewhere in that 7-8 range. And so they never got any better. And Auburn kind of is in that right now. But at the same time, you have to also think, there are a lot of teams that never make the playoffs. The Knicks have made playoffs in years. But they would love to be the 8th seed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the grass is always greener. But no one wants to hear that.
We're not the Knicks, though. That's not
what we're getting at. I assume you're Grizzlies with Marc Gasol and...
I assume your friends think we are Texas A&M. Texas A&M will never...
No, they don't think it's Texas A&M. They really think that we're more like a Michigan. They think that we're Michigan, where it's like, look.
I mean, I guess that's not offensive.
No, it's not offensive. Because they're like, and if you look at the
Big Ten team, though, so it's pretty offensive.
If you look at the S&Ps, we are very similar to the last couple of years to Michigan.
Right.
So you're like, hey, yeah, they have a really good recruiting class every single year. Jim Harbaugh gets them, you know, a couple of big wins. Mm-hmm. But they can't ever beat Ohio State. Well, guess what? Nobody else can either, and Ohio State keeps going to the playoff.
Hey, Purdue and Iowa can.
Sure. And Virginia Tech that one year, they won the national championship and lost to Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
that's the difference between Alabama and Ohio State. Alabama didn't have trip-up games.
Anymore. They used to.
Not like that.
I think that's like losing to Ole Miss or South Carolina.
Those Ole Miss teams with Hugh Freeze were better than that Virginia Tech team. That'd be like Georgia winning the national championship this year, losing to South Carolina.
Don't speak that into existence.
Right.
Ugh.
Again, I will say the same thing I said about Virginia basketball, about Georgia. I would rather lose than have my team run that offense. I'd rather lose.
It is pretty garbage. I mean, I just wouldn't be able to watch
it. I wouldn't be able to watch the games. I don't watch as much NFL, and there's a reason why. I can't do it.
Chief, you going to tailgate Saturday?
Maybe a little. My family's going to be in town, so I'll probably be hanging out with them.
I'll be in Texas.
I think I'll be tailgating. I'm going to bring the family to tailgate.
Okay.
Bring your dog?
Probably.
My family's not really into the whole tailgate lifestyle.
Mm. Yeah, this is going to be the last football game for a while. 9 months. Last home game.
Until that Citrus Bowl, baby.
Last home game.
Where do we think we're going to end up in the bowl?
The Citrus Bowl.
If we win this game...
I think probably still, because I think...
If you win this, you might backdoor into like a Cotton or something like that.
What about the Sugar? That'd be rad.
I think because the SEC championship loser is going to go to the Sugar. Oh,
yeah. Unless two SEC teams go to the playoff.
And then the third, then Alabama would go to the Sugar.
Yeah.
It's going to stink when we beat Alabama. And
they go to the Sugar Bowl?
Oh, no. We beat Alabama.
They go to the Sugar Bowl and lose to somebody like Baylor.
Baylor.
Let's get on the Baylor train of Baylor beating Alabama.
Alabama will beat them by 100 points.
Just like they did Utah?
No, just like we did Purdue.
So Citrus Bowl?
That's what most people think.
Is that against New Year's Six?
No. But it'd be against like Minnesota or Michigan or...
Why not the Capital One against Wisconsin?
Does it exist anymore?
It's not... It's called...
Capital One Citrus.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Lost track of my bowl affiliations.
I know.
Oh, man.
All the sponsors have screwed.
It's not the Gator Bowl or the New York City Bowl. I don't know anymore.
Weedier. Capital One Bowl 2020 is... Bum, 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 bum. The Citrus Bowl.
Okay.
We nailed it. Man, we know our college football. All right. That's all we've got for the Iron Bowl. Let's beat Alabama.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. The day on the plains if you're here or at home if you're not.
Yeah.
As we're rational. We're playing basketball right now. We got 2 games over 2 days coming up. So
don't embarrass yourself if we win or lose. Put it that way.
Oh. Embarrass yourself if we win.
If we win, yeah. But don't like break a law, end up on
don't do crimes.
TMZ.
Okay.
At a crystal, middle of the night. I'm talking about the Bourbon
Street
crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. That's what Bama fans do. Think to yourself, do Bama fans do this thing? And do we hate them for it? Then don't do that thing. Okay. Be better than them, because you are better than them. And that's all I got to say about that. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Bonos?